as a person running for school committee, I understand that it will be the people, the taxpayers, and especially the parents who elect me to the school committee. Mm-hmm. And my job, in addition to crafting the budget, supervising the superintendent, and setting policy, is representing the people. We talked earlier about joyful learning. There's no more joyful learning than when a student sees that their mother or father or parent is committed to their education. At the same time, we have to understand that not all parents are able to do that because of situations at home. They're working multiple jobs, or they might not feel confident coming to the school and speaking English. The school district needs to be accountable to parents and needs to be as transparent as possible. Again, because I believe it takes a village to raise, make sure that our students are doing well and make sure that this district is moving forward. So I would say that I'm a proponent of making sure that our parents are receiving information, the district is transparent, and we're involving them in all and every decision making.
So do you think that parents should have an affirmative right to, through either an online portal or, if that's not possible otherwise, inspect their students' digital records to the same extent as teachers and school administrators?
So are you asking, should a parent be able to see what their child is doing in school, how they're performing?
Well, not all of that's kept in digital records. So places where it's in digital records, it's a lot easier to do than, for example, a paper assignment. I'm just asking about digital records, but that can be records of interim and formative assessments, or that can go all the way to being included in, for example, if there is a communication between a teacher, a interventionist, and a principal, should a parent be included in that discussion? Should they be brought in later? Should they not be brought in at all?
So I believe when it comes to students or children, their parents should absolutely be able to access their child's information, because the fact is that when that student leaves the school, mm-hmm. they go back home, and their parents or who nurture, take care of them, and educate them at home. And if that's going to allow parents to do that better at home, then absolutely.
Should they be included in discussions? Let's say that an interventionist has a question for a teacher or a coach about a particular student.
Can you give me an example?
Let's say, for example, a teacher and a math coach are designing a plan for a student with an IEP. Should parents be CC'd on that communication, or should the school come back once that plan is in place?
The parent should be CC'd on that communication, because the parent knows their children best and mm-hmm. might be able to help in making sure that this IEP is performing to the best of its ability. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
What about curricular materials? Should those be in a centralized location like the public library or an online portal, or...
So when you say curriculum, do you mean the math plan for a semester?
For example, if I wanted to see my son's math textbook, or if I wanted to see his his writing manual, or things like that that are used in schools.
Absolutely, it's a public school system.
Mm-hmm. And what role do you see for school councils and school governments?
So schools, councils, and school governments, I see them playing a significant role in discussions such as these and giving suggestions as to what's going on in the upper schools and the kindergartens and the high schools. What can we do to be better? I see us, the school committee, school government, school council, working together to make the best possible school system that will benefit every student. Mm-hmm.